ship access procedures. Mission complete. Please enter your digital access code.
Access granted.
You're listening to Everything's Gone Gray on Retro Forward Radio. Kicking things off today, we have Regret by Earl.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. up all night.
This is the noise that keeps me awake. My heart explodes.
Here. That was the club remix of Push It by Garbage. Before that was Blue Dots by THC, but not to be confused with the THC that we played in an earlier show with the cover of Madonna's Justify My Love. This, in fact, is another band that I found on MySpace. And before that was a cover of New Order's Regret by a band called Earl. We've got an interesting show for you tonight, with songs by the likes of Rammstein, The Start, and Nine Inch Nails. But first, here's a song from a Poptigma Berserk called In This Together.
We'll be right back. You and me. Sind die Freunde mir geworden, die weiße Fee spannt ihren Bogen, schießt meiner Sorge ins Gesicht und aus den beiden Hälften bricht
der Vater aller Spiegel.
Er winkt mir und ich beug mich vor, er flüstert leise in mein Ohr. Ich halte dich wie mein eigen Blut. Du bist das schönste Kind
von allen.
In mir ist auch das Böse gut. Die Neugier meinen Traum verlängert. Die weiße Fee, sie singt und lacht. Hat gewaltsam mich geschwängert und trächtig quält mich durch die Nacht.
Der Vater aller Spiegel
winkt mir und ich beug mich vor, er flüstert leise in mein Ohr. Du bist das schönste Kind
von allen.
Ich halte dich wie mein eigen Blut. Du bist das schönste Kind
von allen.
In mir ist auch das Böse gut. Der Wehen wäre auf dem Kindbett noch gehurt. Sieh dabei zu, wie ich gebäre und fress die eigene Nachgeburt. Ich halte dich wie mein eigen Blut. Du bist das schönste Kind
von allen.
In mir ist auch das Böse gut. Du bist das schönste Kind
von allen.
Ich halte dich wie mein eigen Blut. Du bist das schönste Kind. In mir ist auch das Böse gut.
And I'm back, and I'm sure you're all thrilled. That was Cocaine by Rammstein, and before that was Cry for Love by Icon, and before that was In This Together by Apoptygma Berserk. Kind of a strange song for them. It sounds more like a mainstream top 40 rock ballad than their usual gothy techno styling. Yeah. Anyway, I just have to say something. Recently, I bought another game for my Xbox because I'm a loser nerd kid who plays video games like 24/7, even though I don't. But anyway, Scarface. I love this game. This is like the best game I've ever played, I swear to God. Although that could be because I'm biased, because I'm a fan of the movie, but that doesn't matter. This game is just too cool. It's everything a fan of the movie could want in a video game of the movie. But it's got like a sort of like a GTA style play. Like you can get into like any car basically and drive it around and stuff like that, or boats or you name it. But you also get like henchmen and stuff, which is pretty cool. You can get guys to bring you your car and bring you boats and stuff, and you can get guys to do things for you. Like there's an assassin, and you can just, it's just crazy. And anyway, the point of the game is you start off where in the movie Tony Montana gets killed by that Terminator-looking idiot with the shotgun at the end there. That's where the game starts. The first thing you do is you turn around and you kill the guy behind you that's going to blow you away with the shotgun. And then you go kill everyone in your house and you escape. And basically you have to start from nothing because the police have your mansion now and all the drugs and shit. And basically the goal of the game so far is to kill Sosa, who's the one who sent those idiots to your house in the first place. Anyway, I've been rambling for far too long now about this game. Perhaps I'll talk about it later, perhaps I won't. But anyway, here's a song from the original Scarface soundtrack, Push It to the Limit.
Push it to the limit.
And hello once again. That was The Start's return to my show. I just realized I haven't played something by them for quite a few shows, and the song was All or Nothing. Before that was a cover of U2's New Year's Day by a band called V, off of the Unforgettable tribute to U2. And before that was my specialty to you, Push It to the Limit from the Scarface original soundtrack, just because I'm obsessing with that movie and game and character and everything right now. It's pretty much my favorite movie of all time, and now the game is pretty much becoming my favorite game of all time, and Tony Montana has to be one of my favorite characters of all time, and Al Pacino is one of my favorite actors of all time. So yes, you can see my obsession, and you can bear with me while I play a somewhat cheesy song from a fucking awesome movie. Alright, anyway, coming up next, to end the show, I found something that I found kind of interesting. It's a demo version of That's What I Get by Nine Inch Nails from the album Pretty Hate Machine. The sound of the song in the demo is, I don't know, it's a little bit faster and heavier, and I don't know. I like it, personally. I like the actual version that ends up on the album too, of course, but this is just different, and it's like a remix, kind of, to me, and I like remixes, and whatever, because you all care what I like and what I don't like. I don't know why I keep rambling on about that kind of stuff. I guess I'm very self-involved. Anyway, this is That's What I Get, the demo version, by Nine Inch Nails. Ray signing out once again. Hope you enjoyed our super fantastic, wonderful, amazing show of death and excitement and fun. But this isn't a 20-minute monologue, so I'm just going to end it here. Good night.
I'm sorry, the file you downloaded has been corrupted.
Manny, look at it. Pelican, fly. Come on, Pelican.